I got it. You're welcome, America. The screens at gas pumps should play porn clips so we can watch other people getting screwed at the moment. Oh, yeah. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. Snackable! Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable, a one-on-one series of shows with me, your boy, Corey Blaze. A new YouTube, I don't think we can call it new anymore, we've been around for a season. It's a mini-series of shows on YouTube because I don't have enough to do. Listen, the show is done in segments, I make them up as I go. If you know the words, feel free. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's dive in with my fat fake take. All right, I'm gonna go a little out of order here. Listen, there's something that I love to do. I am part of a small business here in Arizona, and I'm on the Instagram, I'm on the TikTok, and I'm scrolling through, and I always see other small businesses, especially small business t-shirt designers. And some of these t-shirts look absolutely amazing. They are really cool. They're different. They're unique. They are in limited supply in a way where it's like, what I mean by that is that they're not everywhere. You know, they're not on the store shelves of Walmart or Sears. If Sears still even around, they're not, you know, on large release, if you will, is the point that I'm trying to make. So what I do is that when I see those little small t-shirt designers on social media pushing their shirt designs, or other podcasters pushing their shirt designs, I like to try to support them by buying a t-shirt, and I'll wear it on the show. I'll shout them out on the show. The shirt that I'm wearing today has some meaning that we'll discuss later in the show, but I try to support them by ordering a shirt. And so I always end up clicking through the shop button and I get to everything and I pick out the design that I want. And then here comes my issue. I get to the sizes and the sizes are not available for fat people. Listen, I understand that it's more expensive to make a t-shirt for a fat person. That's why you add on the $2 or $3 extra. Okay. Look, here's what I want to point out to you, small business t-shirt designers out there. Listen to me and listen to me good. Cause this is my complaint. My complaint. This shouldn't be fat fake take. This really should be, if I ain't bitching, I wouldn't be me. Listen, most Americans do not wear medium sized shirts. Okay. Everybody's not my little brother, little D. Everybody ain't the little pencil rocks and berries and roots eating people. We meet carnivore eating, drenched in sauce and cheese, dripping down our shirts, fat Americans. Listen, fat people got money too. And we want to spend them on really cool design t-shirts, really cool design items out there, but you don't offer them for overweight people. And I'm not just arguing just for me. Listen. According to the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease, 42% of Americans are fat or obese. That means they're not schmediums. So that's 42% of Americans not able to buy your crap or support you. And that's why you're crying out on social media. We want to support you, but we can't. I can't fit my ass in the schmedium. I can't fit my, what? There needs to be some extra X's. I need more X's in shirts, not relationships. I need more X's. Y'all shirts are really cool, but I can't freaking wear them because I can't fit into them. Pissed off about that. Fat people want to go to my swag store. Go to Fat Guy Radio Show swag store. Up to 5X, baby. 5X's. Why? Because I care about everybody else's ass. And if your ass spreads like mine does, you can fit a shirt. And we got cool designs. But these other cool designs, people that I'm like, oh man, this is really cool. I want to get one of these. This is amazing. Can't get it. There are already a million things that I can't do because I'm fat. Now you're adding another economic handcuff. Offer bigger sizes, please. There's enough sheep. There's sheep all over America. There's enough sheep for the cotton that you need to make the extra excess. Kunta Kinte ain't around to pick it, but we got machines that can do it. Make bigger sizes. Frustrated. It hurts my feelings. I ain't even going to list the other things I can't do because I'm fat now. I can't even buy a really cool design t-shirt with a skull on it. Can't do it.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
All right. Let's transition with a driving tip.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but that little road before you get onto the freeway, you're supposed to drive fast on that. It's not a side street. It's part of the freeway. Go zoom, zoom, so we can all go zoom, zoom.
Okay, all right. Listen, we've all seen them. The people who post on social media that nobody will love them, that they can't find love. They can't find a man or a woman. Why can't anybody love me? And then they got the Sag music playing on the TikTok. I just want love. I've come to realize one thing about a lot of these people that post this on their social media, and I don't follow them. I see it a lot on TikTok, and they pop up on my For You page. Okay. I don't know how, but they do. I come to realize for myself that these are probably the most shallowest people on the internet. And this is why. The internet is full of horned up people. That's all that's on the internet. Everybody on the internet's horned up. You're either horned up or you're looking for something to get horned up. Okay? That's on the internet. So if you have somebody that is saying, oh, I'm looking for love. I can't find no love. I guarantee you that their DMs are chock-a-block full of horned up people. I stopped at one on TikTok. I ain't gonna shout out the TikToker, but I stopped on one at TikTok. Looked at the comments. 3,600 comments. Oh, I'll date you. Oh, hey, I'm in your area. Hey, hit me up. Not one response from the poster. Not a heart, not a like, not a wink emoji, nothing. This is why I say these people are shallow. Because if they can't find love or somebody to touch their no-no zone on the internet, they clearly are rejecting the people that are on the internet. Everybody's horned up on the internet. I said this before. If all the websites, if all the porn and adult and love-looking websites were taken off the internet, there'd be one website left, and it would be www.bringbackalltheporn.com. It'd be one website. Oh, yeah, and Walmart. Listen, these people are definitely getting responses from the internet, from people on the internet. Everybody's horned up. Here's another reason why I say these people are shallow. They're pretty. They're pretty people. They're not fat, sloppy Carl's Jr. eating people like me. No, they're pretty people. They're not fat. They could probably slay anybody that they want, but their standards are probably too high. They're too shallow for some good internet poon. I could post on my Twitter right now. Me, Corey Blaze, fat, chocolate, sexy radio guy. Okay, I got a little bit of an advantage. Nevertheless, my point is I could post on Twitter right now that I'm looking for love with a selfie and 20 fat men and women would be all in my DMs within hours. Now, listen, these people that are in good shape, and what I mean by good shape is that you can stand up against the wall, you can look down, and you can still see your junk. That's a good shape people, okay? They're not able to find who they want, basically, to find this picture-perfect bachelor in paradise or bachelorette in paradise person that doesn't exist. They're not on the internet. Those people aren't on the internet looking for love like you are. So if you're posting these types of things that you can't find love, you can if you lower your standards for the internet. Everybody's horned up on the internet. What these really are pity pleas. They're, pity on me. Look at me. I wonder how many. And what they're doing is that they're probably getting off on all of the comments and all the likes and all the hearts and all the follows. That's what they're doing. They're not really looking for love. It breaks my heart because I know that there are some real serious single people out there that are really looking for somebody, that are probably posting on social media, that are probably having some real conversations with people on the internet, but you got a whole lot of these other people out there that are just poon baiting. And I wish I could title the show poon baiting, but I'm not. The poon baiting is what it is. And then you reach out to that person and you probably, what if some single person came along and they're scrolling and they're like, oh, that person looks interesting, sends a DM, and then they get ghosted. Nothing. No response. And then, yeah, it's stupid. It's really stupid. Look, I have nothing against looking for love online, but damn, if you're a good-looking person and you're bitching about it, you clearly have some level of standards that most likely supersede the people that are online. Get offline, find the person you want, and get froggy and jump. It's all, there's one TikToker. I don't know why. I got to hit the not interested button. This TikToker pops up and they got their head up against a glass window and it's gloomy outside and it's raining. It's probably a filter. Gloomy outside and it's raining and the saddest music they could find in the library of sounds on TikTok is plain. Get over yourself. Oh, and they're a pretty person. Skinny. All right, let's move on. It's time for I Don't Wanna, But I'm Gonna. All right, listen here. We don't have a Fat Guy Radio Show episode this week, so I'm doing snackables. I'm going to get this out because it's pertinent right now. I'm wearing my WNBA Bigger Than Basketball t-shirt tonight. Not only do I support the WNBA and my home team, the Phoenix Mercury, but I'm a mega fan of who I consider the GOAT, Brittany Griner. Yeah, I made jokes in the past about her and you know, it's all out of love, BG. It's all out of love. Now my heart is broken because she got caught up. She's on ice. Listen, they got my girl dude locked up in a Russian jail somewhere, a Russian clinker over some vape juice. Okay. Listen. I'm a BG apologist. You can label me as that. I'm a fan. I don't just have a partnership with the WNBA, specifically the Phoenix Mercury. I'm a fan first. Same with my sons. I'm a fan first, you know? So my fan heart is a lot bigger than my professional heart. But I have to be careful, and I will exercise some restraint and some of what I'm about to say. Now, I can't imagine right now with BG going through this. I can't imagine what Sherelle is doing. And that's BG's lovely wife. Had the opportunity to meet her. She's strong. She's beautiful. She's very intelligent. But I know that I don't believe she was with BG in Russia while BG was playing in the Russian Women's League there. Now, a lot of people are wondering, what was Brittany doing? Oh, well, she's playing in a basketball game. It's just like what NBA players do in the offseason, the bench players in the offseason. They go over and they play in the EuroLeague, you know, in the summer. And that's what BG was doing. The WNBA right now, their season hasn't started yet. I think it starts in a couple of months. And she was over there playing for a Russian team, was probably on her way home. Because I believe training camp is probably coming up really quickly for the Phoenix Mercury, as their season normally kicks off somewhere around April or May. So that's why BG was over there. And I don't know why a lot of people don't know that, but it's just something that a lot of WNBA players and NBA players, bench players, do, that they go and play for other countries. My heart goes out to BG. We don't know what's going on with her. Everything is very cagey. Sherelle, I can't imagine what she's going through. I've doubted if she has contact with BG, because Russia not only frowns upon vape juice, they frown upon the LGBTQ lifestyle and community over there. I know it exists, but they frown upon it. It's not as accepted as it is here in America. So she's got like two big strikes against her on that. But I my heart goes out to BG. Heart goes out to Sherelle. That's her boo over there. I mean, Sherelle seems like a very strong person from what I know and the interactions that I've had with her. But I'm sure she's losing it right now. I know I would be. I'd be losing it if the love of my life was stuck in another country that is currently in the middle of unrest. And the bad thing about it is that, another bad thing about it is that we can't trust the media as much as we can't trust Russia right now. We can't trust U.S. media. So we don't really know what's going on. All I know is in a few months, the WNBA season starts, and I want to see my BG on the court. I want her home. All my heart, all in my heart, I hope that she never goes over there and plays again. I really do. I really hope she never goes over there again. And this ain't her first season over there, I'm sure. It's probably in her first time traveling with vape liquid. I've done it. But then again, I just went from Arizona to Washington, D.C. I've traveled with vape liquid. This ain't the first time BG has probably done this. But I think because of the current unrest over there, they probably saw an opportunity with her and they took it. Other times when there wasn't any unrest, like now, they probably just overlooked it and, you know, a little slap on the wrist, don't do it again. Thank you for playing in our women's league. You know, probably a little bit of celebrity justice, if you will. But now, because of the unrest, they're kind of focusing on it. And I think that's a little unfair. Look, BG is very valuable to us. She definitely is. Not just the WNBA, but just valuable to us as a person, as an American, what she stands for, who she is. And I think that, you know, man, just bring her home. Just come home, BG. I know it's not that easy. I know there's a lot more in there, and I don't want to get into the political discussion about it, but man, get home, BG, and don't take your ass over there no more. Stay your ass here in the States or go play for Europe. No more Russian league. There are clearly some countries Americans don't need to go to for work or play. Hell, some Americans don't want to be in America, but at the end of the day, it ain't Russia. But BG, oh, my girl. I'm sorry. I'm trying to move on, but I love me some Brittany Griner. I love me some Brittany Griner. I really do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and my heart again, Sherelle. Ugh, baby girl, you're going to be all right. Stay strong. All right, let's see. Let's move on. Let's close up with economic arrogance.
Economic arrogance.
Okay, listen. All right, listen. We all know gas prices. You hear me? We all know gas prices. Let me help y'all understand what's happening on social media. And I'm guilty of this too. Last week, I filled my car up and I posted a TikTok video of the receipt on social media. And I've since taken it down, and here's why I've taken it down. All these posts on social media, and I was having this conversation with my little brother, DJ Little D, earlier today. All these posts on social media about gas prices being too high is overshadowing one important aspect. All the videos and posts and images of the gas pump is that of a gas pump that has been used. $100 for 12 gallons of gas, you know, or a receipt like I did showing the amount that I paid for gas. What that says is that the person posting this on social media had the means to pay the prices of the gas. You don't see a video of someone walking up to a gas station, getting their phone, walking up to a gas station, filming the price, and then walking to the bus stop. No, what you see in these videos are people that have pumped gas into their vehicle, paid for it, got a receipt, and filmed the gas pump, which means people. Yes, it's expensive. I'm not taking anything from that. But you're able to pay it. You had the wherewithal to be able to pay it. I feel guilty if, you know, somebody, a video was, you know, somebody seeing the gas prices and then just, you know, walking away. No, that's not what they're seeing. Most people are showing the high gas prices after they've been able to pay the high gas prices. Listen, in some instances, folks, we have to shift our focus. We have to shift. I agree. The prices are astronomically high right now. But if you can put gas in your car, drive that car to your home, get out of your car, walk into your house, turn on, hit a light switch and the lights come on, and then take your stinky ass to the bathroom, turn the faucet and water comes out, count your effing blessings. Because here's the truth. The people that truly can't afford these gas prices can't afford the cell phones you use in to post the videos on social media. Your ass is bitching about gas prices, and in you bitching about gas prices in a video you recorded with your $1,300 iPhone. I know, I'm guilty too. You had a $1,300 iPhone recording a video about the fact that you just had to drop $100 to fill up your tank of gas. And you posted the video, probably still sitting in the gas station, started your car up, drove away, probably stopped at McDonald's on your way home. Drove up to your house or your apartment, got out, your keys still unlocked the door, and you bitching about the fact that gas prices are high. Listen, people, I'm not telling you not to post funny videos on social media. I'm just saying that we need to look at things a little differently. You're able to pay for it. I'm able to pay for it. Yes, I wish I didn't have to, but we do. when we want a car, a certain car, you know, a few years ago, you want a certain car, you knew it was going, you knew there's always cheaper options, but you went for that car because you wanted it or because you could. Chill on the Sag Jets and realize your ass is blessed enough to have a car, blessed enough to put gas in it, blessed enough to drive away after you paid the prices at the pump. Yes, they suck. They suck. They suck. I know. Here in Arizona, we got record number high gas prices. California is even worse. New York is even worse. Why do you think all the gas price signs outside the stations went digital a few years ago? So they can just go in there and punch a button. Listen, look at your abilities, you blessed dumbasses. It ain't all gloom and doom. I just thought about that. I told my little brother that. You know what I mean? Me and my little brother, we ain't always had it like we got it. And I mean, we're not living a lavish lifestyle, but there was a time, man, where putting $20 in the tank would blow our world up. You know what I mean? Scraping to get $10 together just to go buy gas at $1.09 at an AM PM, which is pretty much, you know, 20% gas, the rest of it water. I remember those days, and we were talking about that, and I'm like, dude, yeah, we bitching about it, but we pay it because we can. We have the ability. Everybody don't have the ability to pay it. You know, I don't know a lot of people. I'm sure that they're out there, people that are going to end up having to pay for gas and not be able to pay, you know, a cable bill. All right, go without cable for a month. But you still able, most of us are still able to do it, and we're just bitching about it because we're bitching about it because it's the trend on social media. I'm guilty of doing it. I did it. I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to myself too. I did it. I took the video down after I came to this realization that, look, man, I'm blessed enough to bitch about it. Why bitch about it? This ain't in the notes, but I will say this. I know that they say all this is based on the fact that we cutting off import supplies, but I can't help but think that somebody is making a lot of money off of this. Somebody raking it in. There ain't no way that somebody ain't raking it in. And you know what? This is probably wrong of me, and I probably shouldn't say this. All them stimulus checks y'all got year before last, is this their way of recouping it? I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. I said it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been snackable. All right, the boys return live next week, or we all return live next week at FatGuyRadioShow.com on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for subscribing and following our YouTube page. If you haven't, please do so. Again, my heart goes out to BG. Please come home soon. I've been Corey Blaze, and this has been Snackable. Oh, yeah, follow us on social media. We're on all the social medias out there. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, the Gram, TalkTik, TikTok. Follow us all on all of those, if you will. Give us a like and share it up and leave a comment about something that we're doing. We're doing the best that we can, ladies and gentlemen. And here, we understand the world is on fire, in a way. We're here to just make you laugh. Don't take us too seriously, damn it. We're as dumb as you are. Well, okay. Maybe I should have said that. Nevertheless, this has been Fat Guy Radio Show. Snackable. That was my Mariah Carey. Did it work? That's not funny.